So comes Saint Keshi to kidnap Radhika's. And Krishna killed him. Then Shankarachuda was sent to kidnap Radharani. So he was a very fearsome demon, a yaksha, and he had big fangs. Big fangs. They're very opulent, but at the same time quite ghastly. So he was sneaking around in the bushes waiting, when can I kidnap this Radharani? So then, Mukhara came. Mukhara is Krishna's, I mean Radharani's grandmother. Something like that. And she has a dual position. Sometimes she's favorable to Radha and Krishna meeting. Sometimes she's unfavorable. So today, see, Prabhupada Chitya, joyful pastimes by the means of Sri Lila. So today, she's unfavorable. She sees Krishna meeting with Radharani and she thinks this is terrible. This is terrible. So she chases after Krishna, chases Krishna away. Krishna goes running into the bushes and Mukhara is also half blind. She goes running after him with a stick. But she's half blind, she doesn't know where he's really gone. And then she sees over there, aha, there's some human figure. Must be Krishna. She goes running up, waving a stick. It's Shankarachuda. This giant demon. Anyway, he ran. Shankarachuda. When she got right up to him, she said, are you trying to disguise yourself? And he ran, then she realized, oh, it's a demon. Anyway, so these joyful pastimes by the medium of seeming error, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains how one time Mother Yashoda was preparing a nice box, a nice, like, very ornamental box, big box, filling it up with all sorts of nice things. And Krishna came and asked Mother Yashoda, is this for me? It must be for me, yes. And Mother Yashoda said, no, this is for one very wonderful girl. And Krishna said, which girl is that? What's he doing? And anyway, there was this little exchange between them. Krishna's trying to draw out of her. He wants her to admit it's for Radharani. And all the time he's acting like he doesn't know. Anyway, eventually she has to go. And Krishna takes everything out of the box, gives it to some of his friends, and tells him, just take it to Yadav by the back row. And he gets into the box himself. And he's locked in the box. Then Abhimanyu comes. Mother Yashoda called Abhimanyu. And she told Abhimanyu, you see this box? This is full. In here, the contents of this box are supremely wonderful. The most wonderful, valuable things. And I want you to give this to your wife, Radharani. And you tell her, she must keep the contents of this box with her always. As her topmost ornament of decoration. So Abhimanyu was very ecstatic that I'm going to be able to finally please Radharani. Radharani treats Abhimanyu like he's a bit of a schmuck. You know, Abhimanyu comes, Radharani's there with the girlfriends and see the thunder quickly now that he does this famously. And they see that he comes under thunder and they turn him out around and they say, oh no. It's so, I mean, my new prince, finally I'm going to please Radharani. She'll respect me and take me seriously. Finally, because I'm going to give her this fantastic gift. So he's carrying it on his ear, this box. And, you know, Krishna, of course, is very heavy because he's the absolute truth. Everything is within him. But still, Abhimanyu was not feeling any weight. In fact, he was just dancing. And he didn't know what was happening, but tears were coming from his eyes. His body was erupting in goose pimples. His hair was standing on end. And sometimes he was almost fainting. He was experiencing all the symptoms of ecstasy. And he thought, it's because I've got this gift and I'm going to really impress Radharani for once. But actually it was because he was holding Krishna right on his head. Right on his head was Krishna. So no wonder he's feeling great ecstasy. So he came in with this train. And Jatila said, oh, what have you got? Abhimanyu said, this is a gift from Mother Yashoda to Radharani. And she said that I must pass on her order to Radharani, that Radharani must keep the contents of this box, which are most extremely valuable. She must keep the contents with her always and never be separated from them. Jatila said, oh, that's wonderful. You can tell Radharani that I also give the same order. So it's double. So Abhimanyu in ecstasy went in and went to the window of Radharani with all her girlfriends. And they thought, oh, it's beautiful. And then they saw, what's this box he's got? So put down the box. And he said, you know, Mother Yashoda has filled this box up with the most wonderful, priceless treasures. And she has ordered you that you open this box. Yes, I will do that. Don't worry. Through an outward Abhimanyu. And the girls crowded around this box. This box. And took the box and started lifting it. Suddenly, the top of the box just flew open and Krishna just jumped out, just like a jack in a box. And the girls were completely astonished. Then Lalita is very powerful. All the main gopis, they embody different of Radharani's, those 64 expertises. They're expansions of her, different parts of her being. So they embody different of those expertises, and Lalita, among other things, embodies Radharani's expertise with words. But particularly with words, which are, you know, again, prema vaichitya, ecstasy through the medium of seeming error. They're words of apparent anger and rejection of Krishna. But concealed within those words is hidden deep, loving meanings. But on the surface it looks kind of negative. So Lalita said to Krishna that, how dare you come into our apartment like this? This is terrible. I'll report you to King Kamsa and you'll be finished. You'll be in jail, that will be it. And Krishna said, but I was just innocently playing in this box back in the underground, and you people brought me here. It's your fault. In this man, they secretly love me. So these pastimes going on. Very wonderful, joyful pastimes through the medium of seeming error. And just like last comment here, as you know, I'm just sort of kind of studying up on this one, but Krishna was talking to Madhu Mangal about all the ecstatic symptoms of the Ashta Satvika Bhava, the eight main types of ecstatic symptoms. Here standing on the end, trembling, voice faltering, fainting, loose ripples, and so on. And Krishna said, yes, you know, these great devotees, they get these different symptoms. And he was explaining under what conditions they get those symptoms. Then Madhu Mangal, see Madhu Mangal is a prasadam expert, as we have learned earlier. So Madhu Mangal told Krishna, no, these people don't know anything about ecstasy. He said, you know, real ecstasy, they're different ecstasies. He said, when I received my very nice Dao preparation, then my heels stand on the ground. And when I get the nice sabji, oh, I'm shivering all over. And when they bring the beautiful, opulent rice preparations, then I just burst out in goose pimples. And finally, at the end, when they bring the sweets, I can't control myself, I just faint. So he says, this is real ecstasy. And these people you're talking about, they don't know what is real ecstasy. So these joyful pastimes are going on through the medium of seeming error. And if it wasn't for the seeming error, they wouldn't be as ecstatic as they were. It would be like in Dwarka, or even like in Vaikuntha, where everything is completely formal, totally formal. In Gopakumar, the cowherd boy from Govardhana, he was on his way back to the local Vrindavan and stopped off at Vaikuntha. And when he came in, they brought him in to see Lord Narayan. And he could see, this is Krishna. And it wasn't exactly the same, but basically, he was reminded of Krishna. So he called out, Gopal! Gopal! And he went running forward to embrace Lord Narayan. And the other servants and soldiers and other people there, they grabbed him. They pulled him aside and said, what are you doing? You don't approach the Lord of the universe like that. Then they showed him, you go like this. They taught him something. And but Krishna, he's the original source of Narayan. They said, no, he's just a pastime expansion of the when he's in a frivolous mood, a whimsical mood, he's not the same as our Lord. Then after a little while, David came out and became bored. And he left there. So in your left hand, out of there, all these pastimes go on. Prema by Chitiyat. Ecstatic pastimes through the medium of seeming there. Just like, you know, probably you've all heard us tell them, the pastime of Prema Saroda, how Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap. One bee was buzzing around and bothering him. Krishna told Madhu Mangal to chase that. Be away, so he did, and he came back and he announced, Madhu is gone. But Madhu, because Madhu means bee, and it also means sweet. And Krishna is the sweetest. So Krishna is sometimes called Madhu. So Radharani thought, oh, Krishna, Krishna is gone. He's gone. Yeah. She started crying. But she was sitting on his lap. And Krishna said, no, it's all right, I'm here. And she said, no, you're not your girl. I was crying more. And Krishna said, oh, I'm here, really. Please don't worry. But Radharani said, no, you're gone, I'm just hallucinating, I know. And was crying more. And after a while, Krishna started crying too. They're now both crying. And their tears filled up their throat. Prem Saroda. How many of you do Prem Saroda? It's very nice. Anyway, this is what this verse here, 36, is talking about. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of Krishna's, like the parallel embodiment of Krishna's own form, as the embodiment of his pleasure potency. And she increases his ecstasy. And one of the ways is arranged by Kamalasi through these pastimes, joyful pastimes are seen. Next week we'll tell you how Krishna became the police chief. Krishna became the police chief. It was not easy. But then they stole this flute. He was going around trying to find his fruit. They said, well, you're the police chief. You lost your fruit. What sort of police chief are you? Any comments or questions?
What happens when the world is growing warm?
Yeah, they're living in extended families. So there's so many people there. And everyone is sure that their husband is definitely there. You know, the mother is saying, oh, your husband is my son, he must be there. He has to be there. But he's not there. But on this planet, then there are no husbands. And for some of the gopis here, they weren't able to get away. When Krishna came this way, they weren't able to. And they got great anxiety. So it's described that they, from their previous lifetimes, they were persons, devotees, who became almost perfect. So they're able to enter, they're allowed to enter Krishna's pastimes, but still there's some subtle contamination. But when they got into that intense state of concern we must go to Krishna, but they didn't. Then those last traces were cleansed away. So, and then maybe later or the next time, they will be back. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, we don't want you to hold you back from experiencing the ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.